Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Whatever holiday you celebrate, I hope you have a great one. And I hope that this one rare week when things tend to be pretty quiet offers you some space to think. To honor the occasion, I'm replaying episodes about things to consider doing less of in the year ahead. And be sure to look for the trailer for my new podcast, Finding the Throughline, which is now available under the trailer heading right here in this same feed. I'm really excited about how the trailer came out. I hope you'll give it a listen. And now, on with the show. What if you could become a better person, not by working harder, but by taking one small step a day? And not because you're a bad person now, but because there's something inside you that's ready for more. How to Be a Better Person gives you one tiny step a day you can take to be the person you want to be. My mission? To help you live your best life. Hi, and welcome to How to Be a Better Person. I'm Kate, your host and author of the book, How to Be a Better Person. This week on the podcast, which with the new year coming up is prime season to think about exactly how you want to be a better person, I'm doing things a little differently than I have in past years. I want to do less, not more. I want to simplify, not amplify. And I want to declutter some ideas so that a vision for the year ahead can emerge that's more interesting and fulfilling. And to do it, I have invited my friend Terry Trespicio to be kind of a co-host this week. Terry is the author of a brand new and wonderful book called Unfollow Your Passion: How to Create a Life That Matters to You. Terry also has a TED Talk called Unfollow Your Passion that has been viewed over 7 million times. So clearly, Terry's thoughts on not blindly swallowing conventional advice is resonating with folks. Each day this week, Terry will come on and talk us through one idea in her book that, either on its own or taken together with some or all of the other strategies covered this week, make a fabulous anti-resolution for the year ahead. Today's strategy is to unplan your life, which, depending on how much of a planner you are, may sound like a just completely ludicrous idea. But as Terry will talk us through, plans change all the time. Multiple times. So, what do you do instead? Let's hear what Terry has to say. Terry, talk to me about plans. What is the problem with plans? And what do you mean when you advise folks to unplan their lives?
Yes. What I mean when I say unplan your life is not to be an anarchist and throw everything out the window. We can't. We live on the planet. We must have plans so we know what we're doing. There's nothing wrong with having a plan. The problem is when we get over attached to the outcome of a plan. Because as we all know, plans fall through all the time. So the way I tackle plans is not saying, oh, do away with plans because they never work out. No, not true at all. What I'm saying is, let's pay real close attention to parts of speech. Plan as a verb is going to be far more helpful to you than the plans as a noun. Like plans don't always have the power to stick through chaos or stick through disruption. Oh, hello, look at the past 2 years of our lives, right? Your ability to plan is something that is your skill, your intention. You can't control everything, which is why people who try to control everything love them some plans. But if we can remember that every time a plan comes through, we have the ability to plan again, that's critical. Because when you plan and pray and just say, well, I made this plan, it has to work out, or else what? Or else what? The universe is mad at you, or you're a bad person. All other kinds of things fall down on our heads when we put too much, when we invest too much in the plan. Plans change. So yes, make them, but hold them, lightly. In fact, Kate, years ago, when you and I wore different hats as health and wellness writers and editors, mm-hmm. I and you also interviewed a man named Danny Dreyer, who is the creator of the Qi running technique. And he taught me how to run more than a mile. I just couldn't do it. He showed me how you run by falling forward, by not muscling through stuff, but actually letting yourself fall forward. And he teaches correct form so that it puts the least stress on your body. But my point in bringing him up now is that he said how you hold your hands when you run is you hold them as if you have a butterfly in each hand. You don't want to crush the butterfly, but you don't want to lose the butterfly. And that is how I think of plans, that you want to hold them, but you cannot squeeze them or you will squeeze them to death. I love the idea of running with plans as if I'm holding two butterflies. They're delicate. They may fall apart. I can always change if I need to.
I love that so much. And sometimes too, you know, the plan works out, and you're still disappointed because you've been so focused on this plan happening that it's kind of like, well, what now? So what's one or a few practical ways someone could decide to unplan themselves for 2022 or to implement this idea of holding them like a butterfly, which I love?
I advise, as someone who likes some planning but doesn't love the planning, I don't feel overly attached to plans too much. Like I've taught myself to. I mean, I was pretty rigid and anxious as a younger person, and I've grown to become a little bit more loose about it. But one piece of advice I have is to think preparation over plans, because we know that someone will miss a train, or it will snow, or a plane will be canceled. Like anything could happen. So we just think, well, what's the worst case? When people go, well, that won't happen. How do you know? If I had said 2 years ago, what if the world comes to a grinding halt, all of it? Well, that's not going to happen. Okay, well, it did. So if we think preparation over plans, we say, well, what will I do to make sure this plan can happen? And if the plan doesn't happen, what do I have with me so that I'm ready for what happens? I'm not attached to what should happen, because there is no should. So one thing I say is, let's just try it. Think of a plan you have. Maybe it's for next week. Maybe it's for 6 months from now. I want you to look at that plan and go, this is my plan. Why does the plan matter to me so much? What is the expected or hoped for outcome of the plan? Is it that I get to go to Amsterdam, or is it that I get to spend time with someone I love? Is there another way to spend time with someone I love? Mm-hmm. What happens if the plan changes? And what will it mean if it doesn't happen? It's not actually about being a pessimist at all. It's saying that we can always land on our feet and we can always make another plan.
I've got a tiny assignment for you right after this quick break.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. Well, I just really love the analogy Terry shared that she learned from Danny Dreyer about holding onto plans like you would hold a butterfly in your hands. Your tiny assignment is to write down the things you want to happen in 2022, and then, right next to them, write down what it is about that particular plan that you are really hoping to create. If it's a particular job you want, maybe you want to create a higher level of income, for example, and you want to meet new people, and you want to put your skills and talents to better use, and maybe you want to be more appreciated. The idea here is to gather information on why that plan matters to you and what you're trying to create, so that if that exact plan doesn't come through as you imagined it would, you can find another way to bring that desire to life. In other words, the butterfly can go on living, even if the plan, as you first imagined it, has to die. That's it for today. How to Be a Better Person's theme song, Left for Deadish, is by Junior85. The episodes are mixed by Sound Advice Strategies. If you liked what you heard in this episode, share it with someone you think would like it too. Your voice matters. Also, How to Be a Better Person has an official newsletter that sends the past 5 episodes and a well-chosen meme to your inbox every weekend. Sign up at beabetterpersonpodcast.com and click on Get Podcast News. I also love to hear from listeners. I mean, I love it. Send me an email by clicking on the Contact Kate button at beabetterpersonpodcast.com, or you can tweet me at Kate W. Hanley, don't forget the W, or find me on Instagram at Kate Hanley Author. I look forward to connecting with you.